You're now tuning in to Sipping Tuesdays with Eleni Janice. A few years ago, I made the decision that my life's purpose was to help others some way. No matter what I felt or what I was going through or where I was in my life, I aspired to be an inspiration to others. So as a stay-at-home mom, I tapped into my creative gifts and talents and decided that I was going to use my voice and create a digital platform for women to find the encouragement, the love, the tools, and support they needed to create the life or business they love and deserve. So first, I had to define what success meant to me. Second, I had to create a vivid mental image of myself as a success. And this image should be as vivid as you can make it. Third, I had to clarify my personal values. In taking these steps, I realized that success was in every day and that it must match the rhythm of your soul, which means that if I knew my goal was to inspire, then I needed to get clear on what I wanted to do, how I was going to do it, when I would like to do it, and why. Because when you clarify your purpose and live it, you will hardly ever procrastinate or find yourself going off things that don't benefit you. Once you know what you want and why you want it, you've got clarity. And clarity is power. Power to make the best decisions to support your what and your why. And trust me, you'll be laser focused on living the life that is important to you. Clarity helps us to focus. It helps us to take action, to feel energized. Clarity is the ability to see clearly and move in the direction of your purpose. So when we lack clarity, we are unable to contain or give context to our actions and the things that happen in our lives. That is why so many of us are unsure of what to do when we feel stuck or when we're unhappy or when we are in a blur. That is why successful people continuously clarify their purpose and direction in life from time to time. They have a clear understanding of what success means to them and an image of themselves as a success through each experience. Everything they do is consistent with their clarity of purpose. They look forward and decide where they want to be. Their day-to-day actions all help move them closer to their vision of success and are consistent with their clarity of purpose. So here's a few reasons as to why getting clarity in your life is important. Having clarity minimizes doubt and increases self-confidence. Frustration ceases when you're clear because you have less confusion. It can help you learn your strengths and work on your weaknesses as you go through the self-reflection process to find clarity. In order to set goals, create a plan, and take action, basically it helps you to move forward in life when you have clarity. You can make better and faster decisions that are aligned with your core values. Clarity helps also whenever you're like feeling stuck or you're in a rut and you're feeling just like in a complete blur. It brings you joy and it brings you happiness when you have clarity. It brings more energy and focus to your day. So how do you find it? How do you come to find clarity? Well, clarity is something that I literally try to enforce into my life each and every single day through each action that I took. But the way that I was able to find clarity was literally by just allowing it to simply come to me. I had to unplug daily. I had to tune into my inner self by going through self-reflection writing exercises, whether it's daily or weekly or once a month. I had to go through this self-reflection process so that I can kind of realign myself with my values and my goals. I also had to nourish myself daily, not once a week, but daily. I had to continue to move forward. But how was I able to move forward? You know, well, I had to take action. I had to accept my current situations. You know, so like, let's say, for example, you may be going through something that you just simply don't understand or you just simply can't accept into your life. Well, I'm here to tell you that you have to make peace with how your life looks at the moment. You have to embrace where you are and find the clarity that you need so that you can continue to be aligned to where you are meant to be. Also, you want to think about your past success. Like if you're ever feeling down and you want to get motivated again, try to remember the time when you used to just kick butt. I mean, when you were awesome and you used to rock it. Put yourself in the past and think about the awesome things that you used to do. And remember that you can do it again. It's easy to think about the times that we got hurt or think about all the things that makes us upset. But, you know, these are all things that you need to be successful, is to use your past to your advantage. You know, learn from your failures, learn from your mistakes, and just trust yourself. You know, this is one of the most important things that can help you get that belief and confidence back when you're feeling down. You know, all that energy, power, courage, strength, and confidence is within you. So when you spend time with yourself, try to access it fully, whether that is, you know, through meditation or journaling or doing activities that make you trust in yourself again. Talk with yourself. You know, we are the ones who create who we will become. We do that every day by our daily beliefs and self-talk. It's really important that we talk to ourselves and motivate ourselves daily, because we are and we should be our own best friend. Also, don't let fear stop you. You know, fear stands for false evidence that appears to be real. And I know I shared this back sometime in one of my last podcasts. I can't remember how long ago it was, but I remember sharing this with you guys, how, you know, in order for me to discover my purpose, I had to let go of my fear of all the things that were holding me back from, you know, believing in myself that I was able to be successful or be where I am today. Another thing too is, you know, let yourself off the hook. You know, you have to forgive yourself for any failures or any mistakes that you have committed in the past, and just move on. You know, you have to look at the future and stop living in the past. Be compassionate towards yourself, like the way you are with others. Another thing, in order for you to find clarity and to live this successful life, is to live with a positive attitude. You know, and I'm not just trying to sound like some kind of hippie or some kind of person who's trying to control you, but when you have a positive attitude towards everything, that is the quickest way in not only receiving your blessings, but also in achieving that belief and confidence in yourself. You know, when you're thankful for wherever you are or whatever you are, whatever you have, always have a positive approach and see the good in the world, no matter how hard it is to see. Just continue to keep moving forward and never look back. You know, there's a quote by Martin Luther King that says, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. And that is what clarity is all about. It's about knowing how to keep moving forward. It's about seeing, you know, the positive energy through everything that you face. It's by letting yourself off the hook. It's by not letting fear stop you. It's by talking to yourself kindly and trusting in yourself and thinking about all the good things that you've done in the past and all the amazing things that you're still going to continue to conquer, you know, and then just accepting your current situation, nourishing yourself, and unplugging daily by tuning into your inner self. So these are all of the steps that I had to take in order for me to find the clarity in my life and allow life move through me. You know, when you allow your life to just be on its own natural flow, you realize that life is beautiful and it's precious. And if you let your life guide you, it will shower you with its gifts and riches. You have to accept that life, that whatever life you're given, you have to learn to relax and allow it to just let it move in the direction you are meant to go, and you will find success. We all have different things that we go through in our everyday life, and it's really important to know just at the end of the day that it doesn't matter what you face. You know that you're going to win at the end of the day. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in God. Know that He's going to get you through it. So I pray that God gives you the strength and the courage to see whatever situation you are in clearly, to understand your goals clearly, and to let go of all the things that are no longer benefiting you. You know, I hope and I pray that today's message encourage you to believe in yourself and to step into your power and to be free, because we all deserve it. I love you guys so much. Have an amazing day. Have an amazing Tuesday. I love y'all. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on today's episode. And make sure to follow us on Instagram at Sipping Tuesdays. Y'all are amazing. Go and conquer your life, you guys. Let's stop waiting around. Let's go kick some butt.